God made us with five senses. And if we don't use them all, we're missing out on what God has for us. I had a lady who walked in these double doors, a student, one morning when we were setting up for school. She walks through the double doors and she goes, "Oh, I got the chills." I said, "Oh yeah, what's going on?" And she said, "Well, I get the chills all the time." I said, "Oh, you do? Well, is that because the presence of God is in the room? Or is there an angelic presence in the room that you're sensing?" And she says, "What are you talking about?" And I told her, "Well, your skin is actually your largest sense organ in your body. And people rarely ever use that to actually detect the presence of God." And so I said, "Hey, do me a favor. In the next couple of weeks, why don't you just check every time you go in the room?" And I hooked her up with a lady who's a seer as well. And I said, "Every time you go in the room and you feel that and you get those chills, why don't you, if this lady's around, why don't you ask her if there's something going on in the room, what's going on in the room?" And sure enough, a couple of weeks later, she comes back. She says, "Every time that happens, the presence of God was really strong in the room, or there was angelic presence in the room to do something." And she's like, "I cannot believe I missed this my whole life. I actually have different types of sensations that happen in my body that key me in to the fact that God's presence is in the room. I have this one right here. It's like a little crescent right on my cheekbone that starts to flame up, and it's like a fire, a tingling fire on my face. And I know when that happens that the presence of God has just come in the room for words of knowledge."